Welcome in to a daily editorial here on the KE Report. I am chatting with David Erfle, founder and editor of the Junior Miner Junkie. David, let's talk about where we stand with gold right now. Gold has crept above 1300. That move above 1300 really happened on Friday with the Wall Street Journal article that outlined a potential narrative from the Fed of being more dovish in terms of ending that balance sheet unwind. However, right now, gold has continued to move a bit higher and is at 1310. What's the importance of this move and having at least a daily close above 1300?
Yeah, it's nice to see. It's gotten a little bit ahead of itself before this Fed meeting tomorrow. But it's nice to see it getting over 1300. But we did not have a weekly close in February gold above 1300 last Friday. We had a weekly close in the spot price, but not in the futures price. So the month will be ending right after the Fed speaks. It would really be nice to see gold close above 1310 on a monthly basis. I think that happened, it'd get a lot more people interested in the market. And the GDX and silver has also began to lead again since that article came out on Friday that you spoke of. So that's good. But I'd like to see more volume coming into the GDX here. It's the volume levels are still really low. So a lot of this is probably short covering, and investors are just waiting on the Fed, because this is the first Fed meeting of the year, and the market is basically priced in the Fed not raising rates anymore. And that's not really what they said. They said they're going to be more cautious, but the last time they spoke, they said that they're going to raise at least two more times this year, and the market had priced in those two more rate hikes earlier. So the market is priced to perfection here. They're priced for the Fed to actually come out and say, hey, look, we're not going to raise rates anymore. And I really don't think they're going to be saying that, but it remains to be seen.
Yeah, I agree with you, David. I don't think that, well, I know some people were expecting or are hoping the Fed is going to come out this week, tomorrow actually, and say no more rate hikes. We're going to start thinking about cutting rates. But the fact of the matter is, I'm not in that boat. Doesn't sound like you're in that boat either. The Fed has said that they will be data dependent. And quite frankly, they were not even going to raise rates this month anyway, after that December rate hike, even if the markets were continuing to stay strong. So either way we look at it, with the markets pricing right now, as you said, no more rate hikes, really does seem like we could get maybe a short-term surprise on the hawkish side. But again, so much is just waiting for what the Fed's doing. You mentioned low volume in GDX. You can even say that there's low volume in GDXJ. However, these both ETFs have been climbing higher and are back to within that range they were in 2017, 2018, still more or less at the bottom of these ranges. What type of higher moves or more moves would you like to see for a bit more of a confirmation in these stocks truly joining in on this rally in gold?
Well, I'd like to see after the Fed tomorrow, I'd like to see the GDX close on a monthly basis above 23 with good volume. If that happened, I think there's a much better chance that this low will hold that's been forming here. At the bottom hit on September 11th was the low in GDX. I think, there's a breakaway gap from Friday in the GDX, and that will remain if we get that monthly close that I spoke about.
So it's just so important to see what that monthly close is. And one thing to consider, and I want your comment on this, is that even if gold, let's say, does close the month above 1310, you said that it would draw more investors in. I still think a lot of investors are waiting for that close up in around that 1360 to 1370 level. What do you think about that? It's only $50 to $60 difference, but I think there's a big difference between the two.
No, I agree. I agree. We will see some more backing and filling, because the gold sector is overbought here. And that 1375 level is long-term resistance for almost 6 years now. And once we see a monthly close above 1362 in gold, that would technically be a bottom being in place. And that would really bring a lot of more people into the sector. So basically what I meant was bringing more people into sector was bringing more people into the juniors. The juniors are still pretty much yawning at what's going on here today. A lot of them aren't moving very much, and some of them are actually down. So it all comes down to that low volume in the GDX. There's just still not enough interest in this sector yet. And once the Fed comes out and says what they're going to say, I think that's going to bring the volume in. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens.
So regarding the weekly chart and even the daily chart for gold, you mentioned that we're getting to an overbought territory. That is pretty much the case, although you could argue there is still a little bit of room for those charts to run higher if we do get some sort of a pullback. And we don't know what kind of a pullback that was, but the last one we got from 1300 throughout most of January was relatively limited. It really only took the gold price back to about 1275, so about a $25 pullback. What sort of a pullback would you expect here when these markets are in overbought territory and we do get some sort of a natural pullback?
Yeah, that 1275 level, like you said, was tested, but 1280 was tested like five times and bounced from there this year already. So 1280 is pretty strong support. So I think if that breaks, then you're probably going to see the 1250, 1260 area being tested. And I wouldn't like to see gold go below 1250 going forward here. That would be kind of a red flag. So I'd really like to see it hold above 1250 once this correction finally does come.
Okay. How about silver too? Just a quick comment on silver. Silver, the chart looks very similar to something like a GDXJ, where it was trending a bit lower and it broke out of that range that it was in for well over a year. And now it's fighting back into that range. But quite frankly, it's struggling at $16 right now. And it still looks to have some top heavy pressure on that overall silver price.
Yeah, it does. It does. But it is looking better. And like I said, it has started to lead again. What you want to see is that you want to see that gold silver ratio below 80. It bounced around 81. And then it got up to about almost 85 again. And now it started to roll over again. But if we get it below 80-1 and get it moving below there, that would be much better. That would be much more bullish for the precious metal sector, and it would be much better for silver.
Yeah, it absolutely will be. And one other thing to consider is this U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar has generally been rolling over, but it hasn't broken down by any sense. And there's still a wide range of people that are bears, but there are still a lot of people that are bulls on the U.S. dollar. And I just have to say, it hasn't broken down yet. So until that truly happens, it's hard to truly jump in that bearish camp. Where do you stand?
Yeah, I agree. It hasn't even tested its 200-day moving average yet. It back tested its 50-day moving average and then broke down hard after it did that. So, until we get below that 200-day moving average, then yeah, it's still in a bull trend here, and it all comes down to what the Fed is going to say on Wednesday about what we discussed earlier about those rate hikes. If they give any hint at all that there's still going to be a couple more rate hikes, you're going to see the dollar bounce pretty hard and you're going to see gold get hit pretty hard.
Yeah, that's really the situation we're in. But right now, everybody is waiting for that Fed meeting and the press conference tomorrow. There's not much more to talk about here other than the fact that there are still some stocks that are performing well. You and I have talked about a few of them that are producing some decent revenue numbers and continue to have some nice exploration upside. Is that going to be the focus, do you think, for this whole year? You need to find companies that are either growing profitable production at a very impressive rate and exploring as well, or is there some other little nuance that you're going to be looking for?
No, absolutely. Until that gold price gets above that monthly close we spoke about, 1362, it's still a stock picker's market. You know, there are a handful of stocks that are doing really well. Three of my JMJ top 10 juniors made 52-week closing highs last Friday, and there are a few out there that are doing really well. You know, discovery stories will still be rewarded. Development plays, companies that are developing high margin deposits that are close to the finance stage, that are low capex and have high margin, you know, those are going to do well. So you just have to do your research. You know, you just have to make sure that you're in the right companies while you're building your portfolio here. And it is a great time to still accumulate these things. Like I said, you just have to be careful of which ones you buy.
Exactly. And that is a good situation, I think, for investors, where you don't need to feel rushed or panicked to get into everything. Take your time, truly understand the story and understand the news flow, and then look at the chart and try to buy on whatever dips. And remember, if this market does run even further and get into an even more of an overbought position, not the worst time to also take a little bit of profits off the table and have that cash position ready to go. David, good chatting with you. Thanks for taking some time today.
Thank you, Corey.